pebbled flesh, quick intakes of breath, long sighs turning to moans. That's what awaited Olivia Madison, and she knew it. She'd always known it. She'd rake her fingernails down his back, arch into him, and let herself be taken in the most primal way. And then she'd walk away again without looking back. They'd have a drink. They'd fuck. They'd keep it to only those details. There would be no last names, no promises. Exactly how they wanted it. And in a month, they'd do it again. It was her thrill, her deepest secret. Well, not her deepest, but the only one she could face. Just one more time. That's what Olivia had told herself last month, and yet, she knew she would be back for more. She'd always be back for more when it came to him. Because that was how it was, and she wasn't sure it would ever change. She wasn't sure she needed it to change. Wasn't sure she wanted it to change. But she was going to push those thoughts from her mind, because tonight was about one thing. Hot, unadulterated sex. At least, that's what she kept telling herself. Because there was no way that Olivia was going to fall for the man she didn't know. She might know his body just as much as he knew hers, but that was it. She didn't even know what his favorite drink was. She swore he ordered a different one each time they were out together just to throw her off. She'd found herself doing the same, but maybe not for the same reasons. She just liked variety, liked knowing that she didn't have to commit to something as simple as a drink. The only commitment she allowed herself was one night a month with a man named D. He knew her as O. And every time he called her that, there was a little laughter in his eyes because he had indeed given her a few O's along the way. She mentally rolled her eyes at the horrendous joke and took a sip of her lemon drop martini. Tonight, she'd wanted something extra sweet to get the bitter taste of regret out of her mouth. For some reason, this night felt different than previous months. Maybe she was just getting old, or the fragile relationship she had with her stranger was getting stale, but either way, she felt like this might be the last one. And maybe it needed to be. Having sex with a stranger with no promises and no strings once a month for as long as it had been going on seemed crazy, and a little as if she were playing with fire. She often wondered what the manager or bartender at this hotel thought of them, because this wasn't the first time she'd seen the same guy behind the bar, wasn't even the first time she'd seen the concierge. Olivia wasn't the one who booked the hotel room. That had always been the job of the other person in this strange relationship. She just had to show up at the same time every month, sip her drink, and wait. And the thrill of that set her on edge. She knew it was wrong, knew she was consistently making the same mistakes, but she didn't care. Not when it came to him. And perhaps that was the greatest mistake of all.